Hello, today is March 12th, 2024, and we have the Queen of Coins, or Pentacles. Home is very much where the heart is for the Queen of Earth, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn. There is nowhere she'd rather be. She or he may even work from home. Who can blame her? It's nothing flashy, but comfortable, warm, and welcoming. Take your shoes off. Try these, she says, presenting a tray of some tasty-looking munchies. I made them myself. The Queen of Coins sits on a throne of gray stone, intricately and beautifully carved with fruit, plants, and animals. Her throne, though, like her king's, is not in some stuffy formal hall or chamber, but outdoors under an arbor of roses. The cloudless sky is a bright, joyful yellow. Over her long red gown, she wears a flowing green cape that falls from her gold crown to her feet. Abundance is her passion. As a rabbit, the symbol of fertility, happily frolics at her feet, she is fixated on a large gold coin she is holding in her lap. Her mind is on her money, and her money is on her mind. She manages her resources very well. She manages her time very well. She manages her life very well. Her vocation very well may be banker or manager. She may be a bit on the conservative side, but her suit is the suit of slow growth, and her investments are sound. Her throne looks to be a valuable antique. Quality over quantity is her motto. All the queens have the emotional, intuitive element of water in them, so she is not all about money for its own sake, but for what it can do. Keep the ones she loves safe, comfortable, secure, and healthy. The coins or pentacles are a physical suit, and we can see she takes good care of herself. It is even said that Virgos age backwards. Her suit is the suit of longevity. A little investment on a daily basis goes a long way. This is a great card, and we're lucky to have it today. Although this queen may be a self-made millionaire, she is not the type to believe in get-rich-quick schemes. Her goals and timelines and schedules are realistic, and she knows and appreciates the value of hard work. We get out of it what we put into it, she might say. She enjoys the fruits of her labor, but is also charitable. She cares and shares. But she'll always have enough put aside to make sure she'll be able to enjoy tomorrow. She is very grateful for her good fortune. She may not be a millionaire, but sure looks and lives like one. You don't have to be a millionaire to be rich, she likes to say.